Microfill design for Pirate Radio Energy. Beginner Ableton lesson. Let's go. All right, open up Ableton Live and let's build that rolling drum and bass loop, but with one key ingredient: microfills. These are tiny, half-beat little edits that make your drums feel alive, not a full-on drum solo. More like the DJ just did something reckless for a split second, and the whole room leans forward. The goal today is simple: a 2-bar drum loop that feels stable and rolling, and then right at the end of bar 2, we add a microfill that spikes the energy and makes the next downbeat feel bigger. Step 0, set the session up. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere between 170 and 176 is totally fine, but 174 is the sweet spot for this vibe. Create a new MIDI track and name it Drums. Drop in a drum rack. Now pick a few core sounds. Keep it basic. A short, punchy kick that's not super boomy. A loud, cracky snare. Jungle-style snares work great, but anything with a clean crack is fine. A tight closed hat, like a crisp 909 or a clean acoustic hat. And optionally a ride or shaker if you want more roll later. Quick teacher note, put the kick and snare on their own pads and keep them simple. Microfills work best when your main groove is dependable. If the main loop is already doing gymnastics, the fill won't feel like a special moment. Step 1. Program a classic DNB grid over 2 bars. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip. Start with the snare. Put it on beats 2 and 4 in both bars. So you're hitting that classic backbone. 2 and 4. 2 and 4. Now the kick. Here's a beginner safe rolling foundation. Bar 1. Kicks on 1.1, 1.3, and 3.1. Bar 2. Kicks on 1.1, 2.3, 3.1, and 3.3. If you're new to this, don't worry about why those exact spots. Just listen. It creates motion without fighting the snare. Now loop it and let it run. You should already hear that forward lean feeling. Step 2. Hats with swing for instant movement. Add closed hats on every 8th note first. Just steady, driving. Then add a second layer of hats on 16th notes, but much lower velocity. If you don't have a second hat sample, just use the same hat and lower the velocities. That's totally fine. Velocity starting points. Main hats around 70 to 90. The extra 16ths around 25 to 55. Now let's add groove, because this is where it stops feeling like a spreadsheet and starts feeling like a record. Open the groove pool. Grab something like Swing 16-65 or any Swing 16 groove. Apply it to your drum clip. Set timing somewhere around 20-35%. Keep it subtle. Velocity amount low, like 0-10%. Random around 5-10%. Teacher note, the goal is not drunk swing. It's a controlled push-pull. You still want it and be tight. We're just adding the illusion of human pressure. Step 3. Ghost notes, the secret sauce. Ghost snares make your microfills feel believable, because the groove is already talking in between the main hits. Add 1-3 quiet snare hits in each bar, usually just before the main snare. Try one at 1.4.3, right before beat 2, and another at 3.4.3, right before beat 4. Set those ghost velocities super low, like 10-30. Optional but powerful, use a different snare for the ghosts. Something softer, like a rim, a foley snap, a quieter layer. That way the main snare stays king, and the ghosts are just texture. Now listen again. If your loop suddenly feels like it's rolling on little wheels instead of clunking around, you're on the right track. Step 4. Build the microfill at the end of bar 2. This is the Pirate Radio moment. Tiny, intentional, a little reckless, but still tight. Before we place anything, here's the mindset. Set up to pay off in half a beat. If the fill doesn't make the next downbeat feel inevitable, it's doing too much or it's doing the wrong thing. We'll do two beginner options. Pick one first, and later you can build a fill bank with variations. Option A, snare roll plus kick tag. Clean and effective. Focus on the last half beat of bar 2, from 4.3 to 4.4. Put a snare on 4.3, 4.3.3, 4.4, and 4.4.3. That's a little 1/16 roll. Now do the most important part. Velocity shaping. Make it ramp up like someone is pushing the crowd. Set 4.3 to around 35, 4.3.3 around 45, 4.4 around 60, 4.4.3 anywhere from 75 to 90. That ramp is what makes it feel like momentum, not a machine gun. Then the kick tag. Make sure you have a kick on the next downbeat. If your clip is looping 2 bars, that means the next cycle's 1.1. That downbeat is your slam back in. Teacher note, keep the low end boring during fills. Let the mid and high percussion do the talking. That's the Pirate Radio trick too. Mids read on small speakers and it feels broadcast. Why? Option B. Hat flip plus tiny silence. Rougher, more pirate. In the last eighth note of bar 2, write on 4.4. Delete the closed hat so you get a micro gap. Then put a very short open hat or a ride chop on 4.4. And add a quiet snare ghost on 4.4.3 at velocity 25 to 40. That tiny moment of silence is the fill. It creates contrast, and contrast is energy. Now, whichever option you picked, loop your two bars and listen specifically to what happens when it comes back around. Ask yourself, does bar 1 feel bigger after the fill? If not, simplify the fill or increase the contrast. Often that means fewer notes, stronger velocity ramp, or a slightly bigger gap. Extra coach trick, use the clip loop braces to audition only beat 4 while you design the fill. Loop just that last beat. You'll work 10 times faster because you're not wading through 2 full bars every tweak. Step 5. Add pirate energy with stock Ableton devices. Now we make it hit like it's coming off a sketchy transmitter. Punch, grit, and control. No mod. On your drums track, add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Boom off, or very low, unless your kick is thin. Damp around 10 to 30. Transient plus 10 to plus 30 for snap. Then match the outputs so you're not just getting louder equals better. Avoid clipping. After that, add saturator. Mode, analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Output adjusted back to unity. Now EQ8, just to keep it clean. If your hats feel thick, high pass that hat layer somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. If the snare is harsh, try a small dip in the 3 to 6 kHz range. If the loop sounds boxy, a tiny dip around 250 to 450 Hz, like -1 to -3 dB, can clear it. Then, a tiny radio room reverb, but controlled. Best practice is to put reverb on a send, so you can choose what hits it. Use reverb or hybrid reverb. Decay 0.3 to 0.8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Low cut 300 to 600 Hz. High cut 6 to 10 kHz. Beginner-friendly method. Automate the send so it rises slightly only during the microfill. That way the fill blooms a bit, but your main snare stays punchy. If you want an extra broadcast trick that still uses stock devices, set up a return called radio. Put auto filter in band pass mode, around 1.5 to 4 kHz, modest resonance. Then saturator with 6 to 12 dB drive, soft clip on. Then redux very subtly, just a little downsample. Then EQ8 to high pass around 300 Hz and low pass around 8 to 10 kHz. Now automate a tiny send to that radio return only on the last half beat of the fill. That's instant pirate transmitter flavor without ruining the whole drum bus. Step 6. Arrange microfills like a real DNB tune. Microfills are most believable when they repeat with variation. Here's a solid habit. Run your main loop for 8 bars. Put the microfill at the end of bar 8. Copy it to the end of bar 16, 24, 32. But change one detail each time. 1. Swap the last snare for a rim. Remove the final ghost. Slightly change the velocity ramp. Add a tiny reverse cymbal leading in. Ableton workflow tip. Duplicate the clip and only edit the last half beat. That keeps your groove consistent. Common mistakes to avoid. Quickly. Overfilling. If every 2 bars has a huge edit, nothing feels special. No velocity shaping. Flat velocities make rolls sound cheap. Too much reverb. It smears the punch. Keep it short and filtered. Clashing low end. Don't add random extra kicks in the fill unless you mean it. And don't forget the power of the gap. Sometimes silence is the best fill. Now, a quick 10-minute practice to lock this in. Make 3 different fills for the same 2-bar loop. Fill 1, snare 1/16 ramp like option A. Fill 2, hat flip with a micro gap like option B. Fill 3, ghost snare fill plus 1 pitch down snare hit for minus. Pitch it down -2 to -5 semitones. Only 1 hit, not the whole snare. Place them at the end of bar 8, bar 16, and bar 24. Then add a simple bass note, even just a sign placeholder, and listen in context. Does the fill lead forward? Does the downbeat after the fill feel clearer and bigger? If you want to go one step further, resample your drums to audio, then try doing one fill as an audio chop. Tiny slices, fade the edges, keep it clean. That's how a lot of classic jungle energy gets that edited by hand feel. Recap. Microfills are tiny edits that create momentum, not long fills. They're built from ghost notes, velocity ramps, and sometimes a strategic gap. Groove pool gives you movement. Drum bus and saturator give you punch and grit. EQ keeps it clean, and short filtered reverb or a radio style return gives you that broadcast urgency. Place fills every 8 or 16 bars, and vary them subtly so it feels like a real DJ level progression. When you're ready, tell me what lane you're aiming for. Rollers, jump up, jungle, tech step, neuro-ish, and I'll give you 3 fill templates that match that exact attitude.